Welcome to the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show, brought to you by Odyssey. This is the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show. Just a heads up, episodes sometimes include content not suitable for work and definitely not safe for kids. Now available on the Odyssey app.
A secret, I think you want to know. A dirty little secret about a secret little show.
Sarah and Vinny Secret Show for Tuesday, April 11th. 2023. Man, I'm losing track of what year it is. Like, every day I really do have to think about it. Mm-hmm. Like, how is it 2023?
How's it April? Are you kidding?
Oh my God. We're like a third of the way around to Christmas all over again.
I was just trying to enjoy Christmas a minute ago, and we're already in April.
Yeah. Easter's already over. The end.
Well, we're sliding into summer now. It's on. And I
so
felt
it's Memorial
it
Day, and then 4th of July, and then Halloween. I mean, let's face it. Mm-hmm. It's all right out there in the next couple weeks.
Then Thanksgiving, then back to Christmas. All right.
Yay.
It's like a snap of the finger. Crazy.
It is. It's a weird thing. I was thinking about my 30th anniversaries this year. It's so bizarre. Like, all the days go by. They're all really the same. The sun comes up, the sun goes down. There you are. You live and you see the people that you know. It's go to work, you do whatever. Like, your wedding day, like, I have so many very specific memories from that particular day. And it's just a day. But it's just, they say, too, though, that you have memories, but they get really warped over time. You know? The only time you ever truly remember something is the first time you remember it. Like, it happens. You remember that. And then you're always working off the latest memory of it that you had. Like, it just changes a lot over time. I just have so many. And, of course, there's a lot of pictures of that day, too, right? So that sort of cements it in there. Like, I remember that. But it's just hard to. I can't think of any other days that happened 30 years ago. You know, just the vaguest of things.
That's the point, though, exactly. When I first started doing radio, I was in my 20s. I wasn't that far from the memories I was telling stories about. Mm. Like, not that far at all. Now I'm 30 to 40 years away from those memories. Of course I don't remember them the same that I used to.
Right.
You know.
And they're colored by experience. Like, right. Oh boy, you know, I used to have fun with that story, but now this makes me feel uncomfortable, or I change the way I tell this, or, you know, whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
It is. It's such a funny thing. Life. It's just, and it is true. The older you get, the weirder your perspective on the whole thing gets. You don't think it's going to happen to you, and then there you are. Anyway, let's talk about Christina Aguilera just really quickly. I laughed at this story this morning because I really did feel like, okay, well, these are her three favorite positions, and they're really kind of all the same. She doesn't want to look you in the face. Let's put it that way.
Oh.
So she went on somebody's podcast and she's, you know, pushing some lubes or something that she's selling. And her fingernails each have a plush vagina on them. Like, so she's got these long, you know, those nails that you can't do anything with because they extend at least an inch behind your finger.
And they painted pussies on her fingertips?
They didn't just paint them. They're like little clay pussies on her fingertips. Oh, hi, Vinny's foot. How you doing? Can see, wiggle your toes for me. Sexy time. Oh.
Go on.
So she was saying, well, they could be vaginas and they could be lips. I'm like,
there you go.
Or they're just, oh, there we go. Those are definitely pussies. Look, it even has a clit, for God's sake. Don't lie to me about that. It could also be a banana slug. I mean, honestly, those are vaginas.
It's some kind of applique, then.
It does seem like it, doesn't it? It looks like almost blown glass little replicas.
Yeah, it's not painted. It's some kind of little jewel-like thing. Okay.
They're multicolored.
Well, listen, I think... I know that girls have, you know, each woman has a unique relationship with her vagina, and I don't, you know, they're not all... I don't know how to word this, but I would say I think they're fucking beautiful. I love them all, every single one of them. So me, I'm not bothered by that little artwork at all. But okay, I know that some people would be like, oh, tacky, yuck.
Well, you know, she's going on a show where they were going to talk about sex, and they asked her some sex questions. So I guess she was dressed for the occasion, right?
Hmm.
You know, it's a podcast. It's not like she was going to a kindergarten to talk about her new children's book. And as she's holding it, people, all the kids were like, are those vaginas on your fingers?
That looks like my mom.
Do you have a little kid voice that you can do?
You could ask, could turn it on.
Hi, everyone. I'm Christina Aguilera, and I'm here to read you my new children's book, and it's called My Pussy's Better Than Your Mommy's Pussy.
Why doesn't your finger not have a pussy on it? I don't get it.
Well, I'm promoting my book, so I got little cunts on each of my fingers.
What does a cunt mean, and how do you spell that?
It's C-U-N-T, like see you next Tuesday, like that. And yeah, so it's fun, and it's just, you know, here, do you want to feel them? They're kind of slippery, and you can feel them on my fingernails.
If I feel your pussy on your fingernail, can I feel your real pussy too?
Maybe, if you're a very good little girl. I'm assuming.
Oh, that's a girl.
I don't know what it is. I'm just assuming. I wanted to be fun, you know.
Boy kid, yeah. Right?
You got to rub me the right way.
Oh, look at you go.
Yeah.
Nice, Sarah.
All right, let's hear about her positions.
Okay. So she's basically saying it's her pussy lips. She was asked what her top three sex positions are. And the first one, I'm like, okay. So I start reading. I'm like, I would like to know what pussy fingers sex positions are. She says, sometimes it's nice and early in the morning on you're on your side and from behind. So there's spooning involved. So that's nice.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
that's sure. Yeah. I mean, then you can keep your eyes closed. And
I like that one.
Sure, it's a good one, right? You don't even have to pretend you're into it. Just
well, in the morning, you do that one because you haven't brushed as well. So you're not
right.
going
to
probably.
You don't want to be face-to-face.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Then she says she also enjoys to be in the shower. She likes doggy style in the shower. And I was like, oh, so it's basically the same thing, but we're standing up. Okay.
Yeah.
And then she says, it's great to use your imagination and keep things fresh, get creative. So I like to be bent over the soundboard in the studio.
Oh.
And I said, okay, so three doggy style positions. Okay, got it. You like that angle. She also says that she has a bunch of times fucked on a commercial plane. Like, you know, she's not just in the Mile High Club. She like visits often.
Okay.
And she says that they hide stuff. They'll just share a blanket and hide stuff, and they it actually excites them. It's her. I think she's been married to this guy. Longtime fiance. They're not married. She has a kid with this guy, but she also has an older kid with a husband that she had like 10 years ago. She's been with this guy a long time. His name is Matthew Rutler. And she says, you know, we've hidden stuff under the blanket. She says, I can't believe it and get caught so many times in so many situations. We're fucking sexual as fuck. True.
So she's not doing music anymore. She's doing sex convos.
Well, she's got her own lube stuff, I guess. No, she does. She still sings. She does stuff. But I haven't heard a new song from her in a long time.
Right.
I don't know.
All right.
Remember she was trying to act for a while there? She did that. It wasn't Moulin Rouge. It was some other thing. I think Cher was in it, too. It was like such a weird. I can't think of the name of it. But it was some musical that she did where every song was 12 minutes long and Cher had three.
Burlesque.
Like, burlesque. That was it. It had some moments, but I was just like, okay, enough of that. I really don't want to see a third 12-minute long dramatic Cher performance. No thanks.
You know, she mentioned the bathroom sex, right? The shower sex.
Yeah.
And then it made me think about, you know, you and John, of course. But do you guys ever do it any other way besides doggy style then? Because it's kind of difficult to do it face to face if you're standing, unless you guys are laying on the ground.
We do it face to face standing.
Oh.
John's short. Yeah. We got that. It's happening.
Yeah, it's a thing. I've done it before. It's just difficult.
No, it's a good
like
angle.
The leg up, right? You have to put the leg up kind of.
No, yes, they have to be
to get started
spread,
at least, kind
like
of
you get it started. And
yeah,
then
and then you can just both stand.
Sure, one of us can lean. That works. It's a good angle for me. For you know,
yeah,
I like it.
The front stimulation, that makes sense.
It is it right. It's kind of a better even than if you're laying down in that in missionary. Like standing missionary is fine. I like that. Christina Aguilera said that her favorite part of sex is the coming.
Oh, duh.
Isn't that very surprising, you guys? What's your favorite part of sex? I'm coming.
For the record, I mean, it feels good the whole way to that point, too.
Sure. Yeah.
Mm. And you know, I would add, I like giving oral as much as I do getting it. And one of the reasons why we talked about this the other day, I'm trying to get that edge off before I have sex. One of the reasons is I'm pretty excited by giving oral. There's buildup in that for me. I'm into that. I'm not just doing that like, let me just get this over with. I like it. So
Christina says, or ex-Tina, maybe I should be more specific, Aguilera. She says, sex is fun and knowing your body is so important. You are only going to know your body when you spend time with yourself first. Like you just said, Vinny. So you even know what to ask for from your partner or what you like. And then when she was asked what she's best at, she says, hands down, blowjobs.
Oh, good for her.
She says, yeah. I enjoy it. I hear some women don't like it, but I don't know, man. It's a turn on.
That's what you want to hear from your partner. You want to hear that they're into doing that. They don't have to do it all the time, but you do want to feel like they're not all, oh, yuck, this. Like,
yeah, this again. I fucking hate doing this. Yeah, blowjobs are, you know. But don't take all day. If I'm going to blow you, let's, you know, close your eyes, think about something that you like, or just watch me, you know, whatever. Whatever gets you there. Because I can't really talk during it.
It's okay.
You know?
You can try.
Yeah.
Eye contact's great, too.
I always feel like I look weird, like my, you know, my mouth stretched open, and you're kind of like...
Yeah, very pretty.
Looking upward.
It's one of your best looks.
Really? Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, anyway, there you go. Christina Aguilera. Talking about sex. You guys, what do we got? Just a few minutes left.
Yeah, a few minutes.
I have a game. We could do that.
All right. Yeah, there you go.
What the fuck? We'll play a game. That little kid want to play?
I don't know if the kid wants to play.
It's not a sexy game. All right, so I got Vinny, Alex, and Bryn all doing battle together. The game is, when did that happen?
All right.
All right, so tell me the year this happened, and the one who's the closest is the
What do
winner.
We get? What do we get?
$5. It's over behind the guitar in the corner.
Oh, man, still giving away my money.
All right. What year did Joseph Merrick, the Elephant Man, die? He was 27 years old when he died. What year was that? When did that happen?
Oh, it's a long time 89. Ago.
1989?
I think.
Okay, so...
I'm going to guess 95.
Elephant Man died in 1989, says Vinny.
I have no idea.
Bryn says 85?
95. I might be far off, right. though.
91. I'm just going to go in between.
Well, this is right. what I think. I think this is around the time when the movie came out.
Yeah, I'm thinking that is around the time.
And I might even be wrong about
time.
That.
No,
but
you're
I don't...
a lot closer because... Vinny, you did win this round.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
you were only 99 years off.
Oh, wow.
Joseph Merrick, the Elephant Man, died at age 27 in 1890.
That's what I was trying to say. I was trying to say 91 years ago. That's
All right. No, I was thinking is, now that I'm thinking about the movie, I think they did it in black and white.
I think you're right.
I think it was in black. Like now, I should have pieced all that together and remembered that there's no way it was modern times. But
all right,
yeah, okay.
Look, we've got baseball happening now, so here's one for you.
All right.
When did this happen? Jackie Robinson signed his first contract with the Dodgers, making him the first black player in Major League Baseball. What year did that happen?
52.
52, says Vinny.
1960.
60. And Alex.
56.
56. The year was 1947, and Vinny has won again.
Nice.
Fantastic. 47. Vinny said 52. Okay, here's the next one. You guys might be able to, you might be able to deduce this one. When did this happen? Apollo 13 blasted off on its mission to the moon, which was aborted after an oxygen tank exploded. What year did that happen? The astronauts did manage to return safely, thanks to the courage and pluck of Tom Hanks and Kevin Bacon.
73.
73, says Vinny. Okay.
1970.
70, says
Alex. I'm going to go 75.
75, says Brent. And landing on the nose on the year, 1970, Alex is on the board.
Nice,
oh,
Alex.
Let's Alex. Go.
I'm all taking right. $5 and I'm buying some Crunch Wraps. Let's go.
So far, Vinny's won so far.
Okay.
Vinny gets a Crunch Wrap.
You can buy one for Vinny, though. Well. Oh, that's weird. Okay.
Here we go. Here's the next one. When did this happen? Eddie Van Halen marries Valerie Bertinelli. What year did they marry?
85.
85, says Vinny.
1987.
85, 87.
Okay, I'll go in 86.
Vinny, they got married in 1981.
Oh,
they lasted 20 years.
Should have went earlier.
42 years ago. I do have one more, but F it. We're out of time. Plus, I don't think you guys will get this one.
Yeah. Oh, come on, ask us.
All right,
us
I'll give it to you then. All right, here we go. What year did Jay Giles of the Jay Giles Band die? He was
And
here you go. He was 71 years old. So that should give you like an age range. Jay Giles, what year did Jay Giles of the Jay Giles Band die? Angel is a centerfold.
96.
96, all right. Anybody else?
2000.
Okay.
98.
Bryn, you're on the board. 2017.
Oh
2017.
Right. Thanks for that last question.
Can't believe he only died 6 years ago. That's the only reason I threw that one in. All right, listen, have a great day. You know what? Tomorrow, I promise, we're getting to a bad advice. I actually have a bunch of good ones. Mm. So we'll get to one with our girl V. Hale.
That's right.
Unless she banged someone, because if she did, we're fucking talking about that.
All right.
But guaranteed she didn't. So
no, she
we'll
hasn't.
Get to one of those. You can send send your questions, your comments, anything you want to share with us along to Bryn, B-R-Y-N, at RadioAlice.com. Have a great day. We'll see you back here on Hope Day.
The end.